This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Welcome back to yet another edition of the Kona Edge. It's Friday, if you're listening to this on the day we record it. Thank you for joining us, and a great chat about biking today with Jen Kester on the podcast. Before we get into the sort of meat and potatoes of this podcast, so to speak, just so you know, I'm in the process of chatting to a couple of pretty big brands in the triathlon space, trying to organize some giveaways. It could be wetsuits, it could be watches, it could be helmets, it could be wheels, possibly a power meter or two. That is in the pipeline here on the Kona Edge. But in order to qualify to win, what I need you to do is consider becoming a patron of the show. Every single little bit helps. So just to give it a bit of perspective, if you pledge $1 a month for helping keeping us going here at the Kona Edge, that's literally 5 US cents a podcast that it's costing you. And you get into the draw for those goodies. And every dollar that you pledge, you don't have to pledge lots, but if you decide to do 5 or if you decide to do 10, there's obviously different levels and different rewards for those levels. But every dollar you pledge, you get one entry into the draw. And we're going to be giving away something cool every single month. So make sure you go check it out. It's thekonaedge.com/support. This is the Coach's Corner, and it's time to chat some coaching. If you need some help to get faster, or if you want to get stronger, we've got access to a network of triathlon coaches around the globe that are more than willing to help you out. All you have to do is head over to thekonaedge.com/coaching. If you own a coaching business, or if you're a coach yourself and you'd like to get a bit of airtime here on the podcast, all you have to do is head over to that same URL, scroll down to the bottom. All the details are there. It's thekonaedge.com/coaching. Jen, welcome. Thanks for joining us today. Your bike, you obviously make up a bit of ground on the bike. You said you, in the build-up to your first triathlon, you had hardly done any sort of on the road, but your bike's not half bad. You're pretty decent at it.
Yeah, I try. It's once I learned how to clip my foot in and out of the pedals, it kind of made it a little easier.
And you don't fall off every time.
Not every time, probably about every other now. So we're making gains.
Fantastic. Janice, being on the bike, one of the things I've picked up, it's just a case, it's particularly because the bike in an Ironman is so long, it's just a case of spending time on the bike, particularly when you're first starting out. You've got to get those miles under your belt, whether you like it or not.
Yeah, for sure. That's, oh yeah, because your back is going to be one angry piece of your body after that. But yeah, no, the bike, it's fun. I actually think it's kind of, for me, it's one of my favorite parts. Just because you have the machine to help you. So, you know, you go downhill and it's a little easier, whereas on the run, like, it's just you and your body and that's all you have. But the bike can, it can help you out a little bit. It's fun.
Are you into gadgets on the bike? Do you train with power, that cadence, that sort of thing? What are some of the tools you use?
This is embarrassing. I have no tools at all. Like, I don't have a power meter. I don't have anything like that. Like, I am on a tight budget. But, you know, pretty much it's just me, my watch, and my heart rate monitor, and seeing how it goes on the spinner. And then if I get on the road, just measuring the miles per hour and seeing how quick I can do it.
Does that, I mean, I know coming from a tight budget, sometimes it can be depressing, but it must fire you up too, thinking, you know what, that I'm racing as well as I am without it. Imagine how good I could be if I did have it. It's goals. I mean, you set it and work towards it.
Oh yeah, for sure. And that's kind of the cool thing too, is when you have all this money and you put it toward, you know, a bike, like, man, I remember when I got my tri bike, I literally went into the bike shop and told the guy, I was like, I need the cheapest triathlon bike I can get. Nothing fancy, just something cheap that will fit me in my size. And I ended up with a Fuji, still love it, still on it. But that's kind of the cool thing, is it's like, it's an investment, the way I see this sport. It's an investment. Like, okay, you know, I put a couple $1,000 on a bike. Well, you know, that's a month and a half's paycheck. Like, good luck for eating the next few weeks. And then it's with the races too. Like, you know, you put the money in, and it adds a little pressure, but in a good way, where it's like, okay, you know, I paid for this. I'm going to commit, because I'm not just going to throw my money away by paying, you know, $700 to race a couple thousand on a bike and just have a crappy race. Like, I'm committed. Like, I paid the ticket. I'm in. Let's go.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, I downsized my car. So I sold my car. I drive an old beat up Mazda. It's about 100 years old. And I always joke, whenever I put my bike on the back of the car, I double the value of my car.
Oh, yeah. I feel you on that one.
So it's all about priorities. It's definitely all about priorities. As far as workouts on the bike, what do you love doing?
Oh, man, my favorite workout on the bike, if I'm on the road, like, that's, I'm just so happy to be on the road. And it's just a long, steady state. Would definitely be my favorite. My second favorite is if I'm doing like a brick workout where it's the intense bike and run, because it really gives you that chance to measure, like, okay, this is how fast I am. Because normally on the steady state pieces, I'll have a heart rate cap and they're always so much lower than I would like them to be. So it kind of is like, okay, you know, I'm moving, but I don't really know how fast I am. And then when you get to do that brick workout and it's just, you know, like a bat out of hell, a horse on the track, you just get a go. And that's the most fun, because you're looking at the watch constantly saying like, okay, you know, I'm going 18 miles an hour. What the hell's wrong with me? Let's go 19. Come on. And it's just that internal competition that's so much fun.
What are some of the things you've done on the bike over time that you think has given you the biggest gains?
On the bike, I think the things that have given me the biggest gains, for sure, again, just the steady state, because I'm super, super impatient. So on the bike, it's been good to do the long rides and just kind of establish that patience, which then changes the perspective. I remember looking at the Ironman distance, seeing 112 miles, I would laugh at it, because I'm like, 112 miles, like, what the heck? And I used to think 56 was insane. But then with the long steady state pieces, 56 kind of became the norm. So I look at a half now, like all the half distances, it's like, oh yeah, like easy, you know, 56 miles. I do that every weekend. So I think definitely the long steady states are, you know, they're the best. And I think they are going to have the greatest effect for me in the long run.
Brilliant. Well, Jen, thanks for your time on this edition of the Cone Edge. Much appreciated. I look forward to getting you back on to talk a little bit about your run next time.
Thanks. Can't wait.
And that's it for another edition of the Cone Edge. And thanks a lot for listening. A quick iTunes review that was left for us, and these things really do help us spread the message far and wide of the sport that we all love so much. And if you've got anything out of the sport, we'd love it if you just took 5 minutes and literally left us a review. It's like our virtual tip jar, if you'd like. It costs nothing, and it just really does help us get in front of more triathletes just like you. So this one comes in from Shilzy in Australia. Shilzy19 it is. It says, new to try. By far the best podcast to gain information and listen to how people become the best, which makes me want to become the best. Hashtag dreaming of Kona. I love it. Shilzy, thank you for your kind words. Much appreciated. I'm glad we could help on your journey. Let us know how it goes. Don't forget, if you'd like to reach out, brad@thekonaedge.com is my email address. It comes straight to me, and I love hearing from triathletes all around the world. So get in touch. That's brad@thekonaedge.com.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of The Kona Edge. Get better on the bike. Register for our next free live online bike seminar. Get to thekonaedge.com/bikeseminar now.